On today's show, Toyota and Mazda establish a manufacturing joint venture in the U.S. BMW posts its 8th consecutive year of profit growth. And does Lincoln need to expand its lineup? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last year, Toyota and Mazda announced plans to build a new $1.6 billion manufacturing plant in the U.S. that will build 300,000 vehicles a year. And now we have some more details about that. The two companies have established a joint venture called Mazda Toyota Manufacturing USA, which will be located in Huntsville, Alabama. It will employ 4,000 workers and have the capacity to build 150,000 Toyota Corollas and 150,000 units of a new Mazda crossover. Construction of the new plant starts next year, and production will kick off in 2021. And in other Toyota news, the company, along with Japan Taxi, Accenture, and the KDDI Corporation, have partnered up to make taxis more efficient. Last month, they started testing a dispatch support system that uses artificial intelligence to help predict taxi demand. The goal is to help drivers provide more rides and reduce wait times for passengers. During the pilot, drivers using the system have, on average, seen sales increase 20%. That compares to all taxis, which have seen an average 9% increase. The companies plan to roll out the system for widespread use later in the year. BMW reported its earnings for 2017, and it was another record year for the company, the 8th in a row. The company sold 2.5 million vehicles worldwide, including Mini and Rolls-Royce. That's up 4% compared to the prior year. That helped push its revenue to nearly 100 billion euros, a gain of about 5%. Its earnings before interest and taxes reached nearly 10 billion euros, a 5% gain, and its net revenue soared 26% to 8.7 billion euros. And thanks to several new models coming to the lineup, BMW expects sales to continue to rise this year. Still to come, Nissan teases the new Altima, and Kia gives a glimpse of the new K900.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Sedan sales may be falling, but they're still an important part of automakers' lineups, and we'll see two make their world debuts soon. Nissan is showing off this sketch of the all-new 6th-generation Altima, which will debut in New York later this month. The automaker says it also hints at the future of Nissan's sedan design language. And Kia will reveal the new K900. It teased a profile pic last month, but is giving a much more clear view of its flagship sedan. The vehicle was designed at both the automaker's studios in Korea and California. The grille design has what Kia calls a quadric pattern and features 176 jewel-like cells. You may also notice the lighting signature in the front headlamps is mimicked in the rear taillights, which also share a strong resemblance with previous Mercedes models. The new K900 goes on sale in select global markets in the second quarter of this year. Well, I got my first chance to drive the new Ram pickup the other day, and while my driving impressions are embargoed until next week, here are some of the things I think are important. The wheelbase has been increased about 4 inches, which makes for a pretty spacious rear seating area, and the rear seats themselves are able to recline. The new truck is up to 225 pounds lighter, thanks in part to its mixed material strategy. As you can see in this video, the frame uses a lot of advanced high-strength steel, and the front of the frame rails splay out to help improve performance in a small overlap crash. You'll also note steel bars mounted to the frame behind the front wheels to keep the wheels from penetrating into the cabin. We only drove the regular V8 engine because the 48-volt version won't come out until later this year. The V6 does come standard with a 48-volt system and will follow after the V8 version. As for the diesel Ram, you'll have to wait until 2019. The new Ram will start at a little over $33,000, including destination charges, while a top-of-the-line Limited starts at about $59,000. Say, does Lincoln need more vehicles in its lineup? We'll look into that right after this.
You may have seen them at top-notch trade shows around the country, or sat on them in a friend's car. Catskin, the premier manufacturer of custom leather interiors, has teamed up with Autoline to give away a free brand new interior for your vehicle. Go to our website, autoline.tv, to enter. Good luck!
The German luxury brands have a vehicle for just about every niche in the market. Lincoln, on the other hand, only has 6 vehicles in its lineup. So does the company have any plans to add more vehicles to its portfolio? On Autoline this week, Kumar Galhotra, the president of Ford North America, talked about whether or not it makes sense for the company to expand its lineup.
We are very focused on core segments. The core segments are small utility, medium utility, large utility. So we've got 3 SUVs there. We've got a mid-size sedan, and we've got the Continental, the large sedan. With that, we believe we've got pretty good coverage of overall market. Lincoln is not going to have 18 different models. We don't feel that's necessary. We're pretty tuned into where our customers' needs are. Is there room for a couple more? Absolutely. And we are working on filling those holes in the portfolio. But again, those are going to be mainstream, substantial volume kind of products and not niche products at all.
I think he just said he's going to have a 3-row CUV. Did you hear that?
Stay tuned.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed. Keep you informed.